You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Yeah. Eusebius is on Twitter at Eusebius.
Okay, you obviously know the breaking news. The big news is Helen Ziller, who has apologized unreservedly and will not be part of federal DA structures, but continues on as the Premier of the Western Cape until 2019. Joining me on the line now is James Self, who is, of course, the chairperson of the DA FedEx. James, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate that. I know it's a very, very busy day for all of us.
Thank you for having me.
Helen Ziller staying on as Premier, it's a slap on the wrist, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. It's very difficult to get rid of a Premier in law because there are only two ways you can do it. You can either revoke somebody's membership or you can pass a motion of no confidence. Unless your party has a redeployment policy, which ours doesn't, those are the only ways in which you can remove a Premier who's been elected, in fact, by the voters of the Western Cape.
No, that's false on two grounds, James, and you know it as well as I do. Let's start with the first falsehood in what you've just said. You can simply instruct your provincial members of the legislature to vote against her in a vote of no confidence, as you are imploring ANC backbenchers to do with President Jacob Zuma.
No, but we do not do that. I mean, we do not instruct caucuses to vote in particular ways. I mean, it's just foreign to our culture.
Why should it be foreign to your culture? Which brings me to the second related falsehood. No one voted for Helen Ziller. They voted for the Democratic Alliance. We don't have a direct provincial premier elections as they might have in other countries. So what you are saying is constitutionally false.
No. We put up hundreds of thousands of pictures of Helen as the premier candidate, and we actively encourage people to vote for Helen as the premier of the Western Cape. I mean, it's just the way we campaign, and she has a mandate from the Western Cape voters. That mandate expires in 2019, and there are currently no mechanisms, and I repeat, there are no legal mechanisms. I got legal opinion on this, where one could remove her except through a motion of no confidence and the removal of or termination of her membership.
James, you're playing games with me, and I'm not going to let you get away with it because you use the exact opposite arguments when you critique the ANC. What you are saying is simply a lie. Helen Ziller was not on the ballot box. The DA was.
Yes, I know that. But as it happens, in 2014, she was, in fact, on the ballot paper. But I'll not pursue that point any further.
No. We must pursue it because it goes to the heart of the matter. The question is not whether the voters want Helen Ziller. It is what you are going to do about Helen Ziller having violated your social policy. The law is very clear, and lawyers like Professor Pieter de Vos have said that it's simple. If you follow the constitutional prescript for how to get rid of her in a motion of no confidence, she's got no legal leg to stand on. What legal advice are you referring to that you're scared of in terms of repercussions if you were to have a vote of no confidence against her, James?
Well, if there was a motion of no confidence, there wouldn't be repercussions. But we, as I've said to you, do not instruct caucuses how to vote, not from national level. They're a separate caucus. They must decide. And there are no grounds in terms of her record of governance why she should be removed as the Premier of the Western Cape. It's the most successful government in South Africa.
Come on, James. She has said in a letter to you in the 9 pages that you guys allowed her to share with the public that she, A, thinks that she is the victim of anti-white racism, and B, that all of you in the federal exec obviously have it out for her in what she called a personal vendetta against her. That means that you have good political grounds to invoke the constitution that allows you in law to get rid of her. Let's be plain here. You don't want to get rid of her. Don't blame it on the constitution, which actually is not on your side of this argument.
We actually don't want to get rid of her as the premier. She runs a very successful government. That is not what she, the sanction that we could have brought against her. If we had persisted with a disciplinary action, there might have been an outcome that her membership was terminated. But we have a responsibility, actually, in South Africa, and that's to get on with the job. This country is burning. That's being stolen blind by the Guptas. We need to get on with the business of winning votes and saving this country. We cannot be distracted by internal fights around a tweet. She's now apologized profusely and unreservedly, and now is the time for us to get on with the business.
Well, I'm afraid you are your own worst nightmare. The reason you can't get on with the business of dissing Jacob Zuma is because you keep scoring own goals. I'm going to come back to the legal question because you're entitled to your own opinions, but not your own legal facts. As a matter of law, James, you can get rid of her tomorrow if you want to.
By moving a motion no confidence.
Absolutely. The Constitution allows you to. Why are you not invoking it?
Because we do not instruct caucuses how to vote in these matters, at number one. And secondly, there are no grounds, in our view, for a motion of no confidence in a successful premier.
There is, and I can tell you where the grounds are. The grounds are in the very letter that she wrote to you. It is the equivalent of two persons recognizing an irretrievable breakdown in marriage. She has explicitly said she's got no confidence in the leadership. She also told you in the 9-page letter that she was reserving her rights legally to even contest your ability to give her a fair DC. And she said that she's the victim of racism. She also said in that particular letter that, in fact, there's a personal vendetta against her. How can you have political faith in a premier who holds that view of the party, James?
Well, I'm saying that if the disciplinary proceedings had gone ahead, all those issues would have been traversed. But we have decided that in the interest of saving this country and getting ahead, we must accept her apology and get on with the business.
James, I'm afraid your logic doesn't hold up to scrutiny. You say a DC process would have allowed you to ventilate what she has said. Come off it. She wrote it in her own name, the 9 pages. Unless you say that Helen Ziller was lying about her own feelings about the party, we can take her letter as a factual description of how she feels about the FedEx, in which case, how can you have a premier that thinks the leadership is absolutely useless? Surely that constitutes a good political reason to invoke the constitutional clause that enables you to recall her if you so wish.
It might have provided us grounds to charge her with an internal disciplinary matter, but the charges against her have now been lifted. She's apologized, and we now want to get on with the business of winning votes.
Clearly you're not succeeding. We had it on the front pages of Rapport, as well as inside the Sunday Times, leaked from some of your staff, that in recent weeks there has been up to a 50% decimation of support and confidence in the party as a result of Helen Ziller's neo-colonial tweets. Clearly you are not serious about 2019. Are you paid by the Guptas to help the ANC hang on to power?
Well, I'm not even going to grace that with an answer, frankly.
Well, then why don't you deal with your internal polls? Because I know you take that seriously. It has told you what the public thinks about Helen Ziller and how you're handling the matter. Do you think her staying on as premier is going to result in an upward trajectory of those figures that have been downward in recent weeks, James?
Well, I certainly would tell you this, that if we had carried on with a bitter, long, protracted argument about whether or not that constituted harmful actions against the DA, I assure you, nothing voters hate more than dirty washing being laundered in public. And I have no doubt that we did, in fact, do the right thing by shutting down this matter, by insisting that she fulsomely and wholeheartedly apologize for her views and for us now getting on with the business of preparing for 2019.
Your leader, Muzi Mamane, told me on this platform that she had brought the party into disrepute and that she had undermined your own social media policy, James. Mm-hmm. By giving her a slap on the wrist and making her stay on as premier, you are setting a precedent in your party that says to other DA members that there won't be serious consequences if they bring the party into disrepute.
I don't think that that is accurate because if she had gone through a disciplinary inquiry, I have no doubt that we would have established that would have been the case, and then the matter would have gone to the High Court, and then the matter would have gone from there to the Supreme Court of Appeal, and we would have been inwardly focused for the next 2 years. I am saying that it's a salutary lesson for all of us in how to deal with these matters, but most of all for people who have no cutout between what they think and what their fingers do on social media. And I am going to make use of this opportunity to reinforce the necessity for everybody to be disciplined and responsible in their use of social media.
Oh, come on, James. The only message this sends is that if I'm premier under a DA ticket and I am on social media harming the reputation of the party, that I will sheepishly be told to rehearse being sincere in Rosebank. But in the meantime, I'm going to continue being the premier of this party in the Western Cape. You're not sending any message that strong. You are sending a message that suggests that Helen Ziller is bigger than the black-led Musi Maimane's DA. You are, in fact, playing straight into the hands of the opposition parties you're competing with.
I disagree with that. I think Musi has been very magnanimous and very big about this. Our project in South Africa is also to reconcile people and also to allow people to accept that they have made mistakes, to own up to those mistakes and to move on from there.
Let's move on to the implications for other people who have been called to DC as a result of what they've thought about what Helen Ziller said. Is Mbali Ntuli now off the hook? Can she get on with her constituency work in KZN?
Well, she's never been prevented from getting on with her constituency work. Her lawyer has made certain representations to us, and we are currently considering those representations. And once we have made up our minds about that, we will take a final decision about whether or not she should face further steps.
Okay, we're going to leave it there, James Self. I always love your engaging with me. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks. Bye.
Chairperson of the DA Federal Council, James Self.